Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Sunday, the 28th of August, the 22nd Sunday of the year. Today, St. Luke tells us of Jesus going to a meal at a Pharisee's house on the Sabbath day. In his Gospel, Luke speaks of numerous meals that Jesus attended. Luke tells us Jesus went to a meal at Matthew's house after his conversion, at Simon the Pharisee's house, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, a meal at the house of Martha, Mary and Lazarus, a midday meal at a Pharisee's house, a meal at the house of Zacchaeus after he came down from the tree, and, of course, the Last Supper. And after the resurrection, there was a meal with the two disciples at Emmaus and supper with the disciples. More important than the meals, however, is Jesus' table talk, what he said at the meals. Jesus used meals with people as an opportunity to teach. At the meal we read about today, Jesus told two short parables. The first is addressed to those who are invited to a meal, the second to the host, the one who invites people to the meal. Jesus told the first parable because he noticed how the guests at that meal were picking the places of honour, getting the best spots. He said, "When you're a guest, make your way to the lowest place and sit there." Jesus then took the lesson beyond behaviour at a meal and extended it to our whole lives when he said, "For everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." We must learn to see ourselves as we are, Jesus is telling us. We must learn to be humble. Now, this is easier said than done. Contemporary values don't encourage us to make our way to the lowest place. No, we're told to be successful, climb the ladder, and get more money, more exciting things to do, and places to go, more friends, more fashionable clothes, houses, cars, and so on and on and on. Being humble and small may not sound very attractive to modern ears. Then Jesus told the second parable where he said, "When you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind." Hearing these words, we could be tempted to ask, is Jesus really serious about this? Again, this parable is not only about meals. Jesus is speaking about attitudes that should go beyond meals to the whole of our lives. When speaking of this gospel passage, Pope Francis once said, "Today, Jesus addresses an urgent appeal to open our hearts and to make our own the sufferings and anxieties of the poor, the hungry, the marginalised, the refugees, those who are defeated by life, and those who are rejected by society." As we think about Jesus and the meals he had with people, we cannot help but think about the meal he has given us and invites us to share. And that, of course, is the Eucharist. When you and I go to Mass, Jesus invites us to make our way to the lowest place. Now, that doesn't mean sitting in the back pew of the church, although the old joke is that Catholic churches always fill up from the back pew first. No, it doesn't mean that, but it means seeing ourselves as we are, small, humble, and in need of Jesus' help. Small, humble, and in need of Jesus' help. When we share the Eucharistic meal and receive Jesus himself in Holy Communion, he's also challenging us to open our hearts to all those who are in any kind of need. He wants us to welcome them and to stand beside them. Jesus wants us to see ourselves as small and humble in need of his help, but he wants us to welcome those who are also small and in need of help. God bless you all.